Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
We're live. We're on YouTube. Check out the Keith and the Girl channel. It's all right there. Hit subscribe, see our videos, see us live, and after the fact. I'm looking at somebody's comment right now. Gerardo writes, I want to throw in my Joker spoiler here. We talked about the movie yesterday. At the end of the movie, Joaquin Phoenix takes off his face paint and moves to Pittsburgh and raises a family and eventually emails Key Sex. Today's guest, ladies and gentlemen, he's been on the Game Show Network, Oxygen, National Geographic Network, a fantastic comic, your friend, my friend, Calvin Cato.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, Calvin.
Does anyone not like you?
Oh, no, there are people who don't like
me. Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I need to meet them.
Hold on, I'm reading YouTube. No, people do not like you. No, of course, people like Calvin. Calvin was on fairly recently, in fact.
I never book it back-to-back this close. You were just on, like, last week.
I know. Like, surprise. I feel like this is a shame episode, though. Yeah.
What hasn't even
it's
been...
Like, it's like being asked to be on Jerry Springer. Should I come? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm getting final thoughts. Okay, great.
It's the beginning of October now. It was mid-September when you were off. And it came up that Hemda, you were impressed about Hemda taking a year to be celibate.
Yes.
To say, hey, sometimes I'm confusing sex with love or love with, you know, regular generic nice to meet you feelings.
Keith really listens sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, I just play dumb.
You play so well. You're such a good actor.
Thank you. Thank you. And so you're like, oh, maybe I'll look into that too. And maybe I'll be celibate for, what's a nice round number, at the end of the month, right? So for 2 weeks. Okay, very good.
And you compared it to us like we're brothers now.
Right, right.
It's a lot of hours, you know? It's like what? Like 120 hours plus? Yeah, it's a lot of hours.
You count when you're sleeping and everything. Not when you're out in the clubs or something.
No dream sex even. I'm just right. Super celibate. That was the plan.
You're on the bathroom and it's like on the toilet and it's like, this is what I'm choosing to do instead now. Like, well, now that time doesn't count. But all right, Hemda did it for almost a year. You did it for, let's see. Hemda wrote on Twitter, hey, it's the end of the month.
You know what? After Calvin left here, when he was like, I'm going to stay celibate for 2 weeks, I'm like, I'm following up on this asshole. And I wrote it on my fucking calendar right. To follow up with you. I was not fucking around. It was on my to-do list.
It's I definitely was going to text you because I was like, I feel like I'm going to break this. But I was like, I think I'm going to stay strong this time. I was really going to do it.
This time. Well, you see what the problem is. It's if you were quitting anything. Say you were quitting drinking. You said, I'm quitting drinking, right? Mm-hmm. I'd be like, okay, I bet you can do it. Oh, I'm going to quit drinking for 2 weeks. No way you can. No fucking way you can. Thank God it wasn't a leap October, right? Well, it doesn't matter. And it says, did Calvin stay celibate for the last 2 weeks, like he said on Keith and the Girl? And she adds you, of course, you know.
Yes.
Calvin. And Calvin said, this is laughter that the Joker doesn't even make. Actually, I was going to text you today. Short answer is, I'll have to start over again. Let's look at it that way.
You know, a shorter answer is no.
Right. The shortest answer is no.
Okay, so I was talking...
Then one more. This guy, personal lover on Twitter, he writes, the world is so tempting. He didn't stand a chance. I went, I was going to do it, but then when I left your studio, I was outside.
And then an hour had passed, and there were so many more hours.
Right.
But I am so impressed with how much D you can just receive. Like, it's not like I was, you know, fighting people off for 11 months. I'm almost, I'm insulting myself. I was like, no problem.
Well, no, this was okay, so I talked to my friend about this, and she said that technically you were still celibate because it was D that I had before. So she was like, it's more of a memory. You had a memory and not like sex.
Okay.
So I'm going to use that.
Do you want me to tell you why that's even worse? That's much more of a conscious choice and you know it's going to happen. It's not living life seeing what may happen and this happened and maybe, yeah, this was deliberate. In every way possible.
Well, no, it wasn't deliberate. It was accidental.
Okay, so, tell us the story. So I have coffee and I am so right? ready.
So this is what happened. So
I really think if you're listening now and you're not like in a brunch mind, ooh, get your shit together. Go
this
ahead.
Really does feel like a mimosa kind of thing that's happening. But okay, so I'd done a show and like it was like at like it was off Broadway. It was like super fun, really nice. And this guy.
Oh, okay, I get there. You go. You know, don't even need more. You're horny. When you do good, it's good, right?
It was good. It was a political action thing. So it's like,
this is all coming in. Why didn't you tweet that? We didn't even need to see you today. Political action.
Off Broadway.
You do a good show, but for a good cause. And now let's drop loads.
But, okay. Like, there was a real...
Yes.
Right. It was important.
No, it's important. Politicals.
Cody Allen is saying what had happened was.
Right. Okay, here's the story. Exactly. And the story's in quotes.
But, like, y'all don't understand. See, what had really happened.
Right. Oh, what had really happened. Okay.
That flows off the tongue. Go ahead, liar.
This is how I told my mom that I wasn't in a club and I was just hanging out with a friend. Uh-huh.
I had a short skirt in my backpack anyway. Okay.
Well, in case of emergencies, you know, you never know. So he came to the show, and I didn't know, and then he texted me, I came to the show, and it's like, oh, okay, cool. Like,
somebody you had sex with in the past.
Yes.
Okay.
The memory.
Yeah.
And so, so he was like,
you don't know his name, do you?
Definitely know his name.
Okay, all right.
I know his name.
I believe you.
That is just hurtful. I remember most of their names.
Okay. All right. I stand correct.
And that I got a good descriptor. But no, I know his name. He's a very lovely gentleman.
Right.
And so I hadn't spoken to him in a while because last time I talked to him, this was actually kind of awkward.
His dick was in my mouth. And it's like, aw. It's like trying to talk at the dentist.
Did you know?
Actually, no, it was even more awkward. So the last time I talked to him, every December, his church puts on a show. And then he this came up during one of the times when we had a liaison. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, you do stand up, right? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, hey, do you want to do this church show? And I was like, isn't this weird? Because we, you know.
Or anti-church, probably, right?
Oh, no, he's super pro-church. Like, this church is really awesome. Like, they're very, like, pro-LGBTQ, and they're, like, a Muslim haven or haven for immigrants and stuff. And so he had booked me on that show. That was the last time I spoke to him. So I did his show, and there was a guy who came to the church who I didn't even know still lived in the neighborhood, but it's someone who I had sex with, like, 4 years ago. And then he came, and I just was really awkward and was like, I just got through my set and leave because this is too much, like, old dick in the room.
Right.
And it was weird because then it was at a church and you can't really say anything. So like he came up to me. I was almost going to say his real name. He was like, oh, hey, Devin, I met you before. And I was like, yeah, we have. You still live on 95th Street. And then it dawned on him. He's like, oh, my God. Yes, I do know you.
Right.
How are you?
Is this before your set?
No, this is thankfully after the set. I didn't know until I was on stage and I was like, oh, there's, let's say, Adam. Right. I was like, oh, that's Adam. Oh, my God, that's Adam. What is he doing here? I guess he's also religious.
Yeah.
A lot of church gays in my neighborhood.
Just interesting you picked the most religious name.
You could have picked Steve.
I know, yeah.
Let's call him Joseph.
So that was the last time I saw him. So I felt a little awkward because I did the set and like the church people were like, oh, you're really nice. Like, how do you know Ezekiel? And
and how did you know Moses?
Very biblically, apparently. And so they kept asking, how do you know Ezekiel? And I was like, oh, we just somehow met in entertainment together. And it was just getting more and more awkward. And I was like, I think I should go. And Ezekiel was like, yeah, go. And so he came. So anyway, so cut to.
But aren't they pro gay shit? Like, what's the problem?
I mean, they are, but they're not pro, like, oh, you met on Grindr and then you got this guy to do stand up at our church.
There's also
they're not good with gay shit.
I mean, no, they're good with it.
There's a difference between pro and we tolerate.
Yeah. No, they are pro it. It just is like, there were a lot of just like older people there. And like, I don't want to have to explain to this like 60 year old, like,
what they're pro about. The 60 is so fucking old. Like, I think about that when I think about my dad. Like, okay, do I have to take his age into account? But then I see celebrities on TV and I'm like, this guy's 80-something. He's making complete sense. Yeah.
But also, do you remember when our age was their old? Like, at our age, we were giving people passes. Like, oh, well, they're just old.
Yeah.
Right.
But I don't think I should get a pass because I'm old.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's not even that they're like...
Down with me.
Yeah. How dare you. Yeah. But it wasn't even that. It's just more a matter of like, they're just not like, they wouldn't share about sex stuff. Mm-hmm. And so
you're not like, trying to be like, we hooked up one time.
Exactly. Okay. Like, I didn't want to be like that. And like, they wouldn't really get it. So they're like, oh, did you two like date? And it's like, there was no dating involved. Right. So I didn't want to explain all of that. So then cut to...
Adults don't know what a hookup is. They'd be so confused. Yeah, no.
You just hung out in rooms? It's
a I mean, they obviously had affairs and one-times hookups.
Yeah, but, you know, they would say things like dalliances or, like, things like that. So, anyway, so he came to the show, and then he texted me. He's like, oh, I had to leave early. And I was like, oh, okay, no problem. And he's like, hey, you know, I just was, like, you know, really impressed. And it was really nice to see you again. Would you want to, like, come over to my place and have a drink? And so I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, thinking, like, well, we were going to have a drink. And
Calvin, give me.
Did you clean up your place for this drink? Did you have to fluff the pillows for this?
He went over there.
I went over to his place.
Oh, okay.
For a drink.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, in fairness,
but
like
these New York City prices, honestly. Yes. Can we just pick up a whole bottle for the same price as a martini and go to your house, living room, bedroom?
It did kind of go in that order, actually. Yes.
Let me explain to you the restaurant scam. They make their money on this overpriced booze. Let's just go to your house.
Just cut to the chase. They just and they water it down anyway. It's so much ice. Yeah, you know, it's
I'll tip and shaft you.
Okay, so you went on this totally innocent drink thing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I went I had a drink at his place. We were sitting down. We were
what was the drink? I don't know why it matters. Feels like it does.
He got this. It was like this really nice like raspberry liqueur that he got from because he's from Maine, so it was like some Maine thing, and it was really good.
I was gonna say why, but from Maine.
Okay. Yeah, it's from Maine.
Okay. What do you do with raspberry liqueur?
I drink it, and then
you drink it in shots and try to forget that you shouldn't be here.
What's liqueur actually? Just a side note. What is liqueur? Is it like liquor?
Is it like dalliances? I don't know, it sounds overtly sweet, but I'm not really sure.
It sounds like you're supposed to mix it with something.
Yeah, I think it is. Like it's something that like you mix.
Did you mix it?
Oh, no.
Okay, we got to the bottom of it.
I didn't know. Yeah, because we drank a fair bit of it, and we were talking, and like he does music, so we were talking about his music career, and I was talking about like doing stand-up, and then SNL was on, and it was in a repeat, and so we were kind of bored. And then he goes, you know, I was when you were on stage, I was just thinking like, wow, I just can't believe I haven't fucked that kid in so long.
Oh, my God.
So he cut straight to the chase. Right. And I was like, well, you know.
Right.
And then I forgot the celibacy thing. And then we had
so what did you know end with?
I mean, it was more like, again, it was a memory thing where I was like, oh, yeah, it also had been a while since we had sex. And like, it was, you know, like, it was like,
okay, all right.
Reliving past sex.
Save it for the church. Reliving past sex.
I mean, have you never done that before? Where you're like, oh, I'm just curious. If, like, we had been intimate before and I wanted to make sure, like, is this quality, like, the same.
Let's say you're with somebody.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's understood you're monogamous, let's say.
Yeah.
And you cheat on him, but I don't even want to use that word because it's a memory. You get what I'm saying.
Technically, Keith and I get to fuck whenever we want. It doesn't count.
Yeah, it's a memory.
It's a memory.
But Kyle, it's a memory.
I've already done it, so it's like...
It's kind of lame. It's kind of like a repeated SNL.
I learned nothing new. I have slept with an old ex before. Never a good idea. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Did one of you have feelings or was it just like?
Yeah. I've definitely done it when I wasn't done with my feelings because maybe we had just broken up and I'm like, oh, this could work again.
Oh.
But also like years later, I'm like, oh, I remember we had like good chemistry and I was like, oh.
Right.
No, I was just young.
Oh, yes.
You know, I was just like, oh, he's like, I remember maybe someone being good in bed. And I'm like, yeah, this is going to be like a guaranteed sure thing. And then I was like, oh, no, I just didn't know anything. So your moves were like, I guess good. Right. And then, you know, then you start noticing like, oh, you only date young people.
Ooh.
Oh, that's why you think you're good in bed. And that's why they think you're good in bed. Oh, fuck.
But isn't that better?
Yeah, it's good. Because then it's like, oh, I'm done thinking about you. Like in any way, shape or form. Yeah, it's really, really good. Yeah.
This guy still have it? Good memory? Hold on, this show title is Memory Loss.
I'm writing it down. I already wrote Memory down. I just wrote down Good Memory.
I mean, it was, I will say, it was like very like intense, like passionate sex. It did feel really good.
Right.
That's fun.
And so it was, but then when we were done, it was very like a, okay, I mean, I know I could do this. And like, I would do this again in maybe like 9 months or something.
Speaking
of
memory.
Why 9 months? Why isn't that like, yes, maybe I have a fuck buddy now. This is intense. It's nice. It's cordial. It's.
I mean, he lives too far, and like,
I want to be a gay man. No, I really do.
Because you can just lie about everything. He doesn't like him enough. He's too far.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
He stays in New York, obviously.
Oh. No, I do. I think I just want to be a dude. It sounds like. Yeah,
he doesn't go to Maine often for this liqueur. He's in New York. Too far.
No, but he is far. I mean, like, it's not on the same line. Don't put words in my mouth.
You got to go on a separate subway. To be with somebody you're into. God forbid you got to take two subways when you want to bone someone who's good at it.
It's like a monologue as to why I'm still alone and single. It's so terrible.
I just think if like you have chemistry with some, I'm not saying exclusively and now he's your boyfriend. I'm saying like in the mix.
Of course.
Well, but you're saying 9 months, which means you're just getting laid right, left and right.
Well, no. Well, that happened, and then I started hooking back up with the guy who I was also hooking up with like 8 months ago.
Is this all within 2 weeks? Because fuck you.
Sorry.
And then I forgot again. You didn't forget, by the way. You knew and you went, fuck it. You didn't forget. We were in your head and you know.
This is amazing. This is amazing.
But this is like not a normal thing. This is just okay. So weird. The leaves are turning.
You
and
know
like,
how I know this is a normal thing? Because you're like, I wonder if I could be celibate for 2 weeks.
Right.
Like if you were like, oh, every once in a while I have good sex, I'd be like, yeah, I can be celibate for a while.
Yeah. Anybody else says the opposite. I hope I get a date in 2 weeks.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, please nobody tempt me in 2 weeks.
Good for you.
I mean,
what is it about you, you think? I mean, you are a delight, but I'm not having sex with you. I mean.
I wouldn't go more than one train.
I feel like I try to like have a lot of good conversation. Like I don't like just.
Okay. Yeah, me too. I fucking run a podcast. Good conversation is what I do for a living. It's on my business card.
But you're discerning. Like, you have standards.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Shout out to Xerxes. And
when you're at, like, let's say the church, and they say, how do you know this person? Do you go, memories. Yeah.
That's a good, you should say
I
that.
Will now.
And they go, well, we know that. Nice.
You know what? You are so honest that you couldn't even find a lie where, and it took me this long. I'm like, oh, you know what you could have said? Like, first of all, anything. Second, like you said, Keith, a memory. Oh, I don't remember. He just looks familiar and I know we met somewhere. I forget.
Yeah.
But why don't I can't think of that stuff when I got to like think ahead.
Which just sounds like he left this group of old people. Like, it's a lot for me right now. Bye. All right. Well, we figured it out just the same.
Wow. Fucking. Wow. So since then, have you hooked up?
Has it been 3 business days?
I have not had sex since Thursday, but this was the guy who.
Let me mention.
It's Monday.
No matter what day you're listening to this,
but this is 72 whole hours.
It's Keith is right that it's not 3 business days. Wait, so you haven't had sex since Thursday? So,
oh wait, no, Friday morning.
Wow.
But that's like a continue. If you want to like count hours wise, I mean, it was.
If
like,
you're gonna count that as being inside a person's body. And vice versa. Then, okay, then count that. To me, it's a continuation of a memory from 8 years ago.
It's a continuation of last night. This morning.
It's an ongoing memory. You know, there's short-term memories and there's long-term memories. Right. And this is a long-term memory that I was having.
There's a lot of people sitting at home like, how do I become Calvin?
Yeah. Did you go off your diet? I saw you eating a bunch of donuts. First of all, I had donuts when I was 18. So that's a memory.
Yeah.
And then donuts again the next morning is just donuts. So I had donuts.
Yeah. It's like if you're watching, like say you're watching like an
you're going to double down on this?
It's like say you're watching Netflix, but you like leave it running. And so it's like you're still watching Netflix.
No, Netflix has you if you're still there. And you have to acknowledge it. You can't fool a machine and you can't fool us.
All right, let me ask you this. Okay. Do you feel satiated or satisfied in any way? Whether it be like immediately after, the day after, or in your memory thought?
I do when it's good sex. I do feel like good, and it's nice to make that sort of connection. And it feels great when I'm like, oh, this is fun, and I can do this and also have a conversation with you outside of just a sexual context. But, you know, like, well, that was part of the reason why I wanted to be celibate in the first place, is because I was like, I just feel like I'm like doing too much. And I was like, I want to like write or like read.
And how do you feel after that? Did you make a mistake? Were you happy with it?
Oh, no. I mean, with this guy, I actually am happy with it. Okay. Although I do hope it leads to something more. So I'm kind of like more happy with that guy.
Friday morning?
Yeah. Mm. Thursday night, Friday morning guy.
Is Thursday night, Friday morning new or a memory?
That's another memory.
Okay.
You got a big fucking brain, bro. It's got wrinkles from here to Chinatown. Good for you. You take an IQ test and you're like, wrong, the number's higher, trust me. It doesn't account for memory.
Are you on Grindr at all right now?
Yes. I mean, I'm still on Grindr and Scruff, but like not as much, since I'm trying to like actually take this seriously with Thursday night, Friday morning guy.
What's not as much since Thursday night, Friday morning?
I mean, I went on like Twine.
I swear to God. Oh my God.
You didn't even turn off notifications.
I don't think you know how life is.
I'm a monster. What do you want me to say?
No, I mean, I have good feelings about this, but also I don't think you know what it's like for some people.
Okay. I mean, well, it's not like I'm hooking up like every day or even every week.
And here's what's going to happen. I'll go, do you hook up every day, every week? And you go, yeah.
No, not every day.
Uh-huh.
Or every, well, I mean, but
wait it out, folks.
Wait, well, the past couple of weeks sounds like a lot of sex, but then before that, it was a good, like.
I swear to God, if you say 5 days.
No.
nine days.
9 or 10.
Or 7.
No, like right. 10 or 10. Nine or 10 days.
Okay. Yeah. He counts.
Do you know that you're saying 9 or 10 days is a long time with me, Dick? Okay. Yes, Keith.
Well, okay, he's counting like, you know, five. He's counting different time zones and then going back.
Right.
And, yeah.
If you visit Maine and come back and have sex with him, right, that's like a different state.
It is, yeah. And it's an area code thing.
But and you're a different person because you've experienced more things.
I will say this, I have not had new dick in a good like 3 months.
Okay.
So like it's all like memories. Really?
You know what's good? Calvin's never going to shoot up a theater.
Right. You have to have empty balls. And he's just fine in that regard. So we're not worried about shootings.
What do you look for in someone?
Someone. You guys really picky.
Schnapps. Right?
No, I mean, I like, well, I do like guys who are like, are older and a bit like, kind of refined, but also know what they're doing. You know, like I kind of like
James Bond.
You like an NPR guy?
No, not like an NPR, but yeah, like a James Bond and like.
Oh, you're
like
the one who likes an NPR guy, James Bond guy.
Yeah. Not like James Bond. You're like someone who's like a little
Tom
like,
Cruise.
No, definitely not. Like a Bruce Willis type or like a Patrick Warburton. Like basically someone who's like authoritative and like
and gruff a little.
Yeah, a little gruff. Yeah.
But gruff and knowledgeable, is that what we're getting
yeah,
at?
Yeah, gruff and knowledgeable. Okay. Like, kind of like...
Because you're very smart. Like, I know that, like...
Really? Because none of these words made sense, he was saying.
You have, like, tons of easy access to information in your brain that I feel like you have a good memory. You can access it really... Yeah.
Okay.
I know. You can access it really quick. Yeah. You have good references. So I imagine to hold your interest and to keep you engaged verbally might be more challenging.
It's, I don't know why it's such
and that's why
thing.
I feel so good about me. Sorry, what were you saying?
No, you're right. Again, like, I feel like, and it may just be, like, a response to, like, my parents, because my parents were, like, so into, like, me being, like, more intellectual and stuff, and I feel like I just fall for a lot of, like, weird, like, blue-collar men. Like, if you're, like, an erudite trucker, I'm just like, yes. Like, it's just weird.
It seems more maybe down to earth.
Yeah, but like just
and real. Did your parents? What relationship do you have with your parents?
Not a great one.
Okay.
I mean, my dad was a registered nurse, and my mom was an executive assistant secretary. But they were both immigrants, so they,
from where?
The West Indies. So my dad's from Jamaica, my mom's from Haiti. And so, like, in general, like, I feel like I was always seen as, like, the stock option for them. Like, okay, we're gonna make sure you're a doctor. You gotta be a doctor. So that's what I was studying for years. Before I was just like, this isn't really for me. And so then I got into like stand-up and stuff. And
I imagine they looked down on the blue collar situation because they didn't move from blah, blah, blah to be blah, blah, blah.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like a very classic immigrant thing of like, well, we spend all this money and time and we put so much energy into getting here. So the fact that like you do this hurts us.
So you know what I realized about me? Because like I also have the immigrant parents and the they really are like, if you're not on a pedestal for this world, whatever world we created, then we failed and we don't like you anymore.
Yeah.
So there's that. But what I learned is because of the quietness and the overbearing and the like, you know, push towards this thing that didn't seem very honest to me. When I became an adult and people talked very openly and clearly and like gruff and, you know, with the language that is it made sense to use, not like this circle around sort of language. I was so attracted to that. But what I didn't realize is they're saying some horrible shit.
Yeah.
And I am attracted to it because at least it's real. Where my parents, like, you fight and then the next day nobody talks about it and like just keep going and you're on a track and whatever. This sidetrack was like, oh, he's saying fucked up shit. Like, this is attractive. And I'm like, I forget that he's also saying fucked up shit, not just being honest and real. And that confused me.
I totally agree with that, because it is true, because it's like, I feel like it's a very similar thing where it's like there was always like just weird tension in the household, and like we would get into explosive fights, but then literally we'd just be like, oh yeah, and that just never happened. And mm-hmm. for me, it was always so bothersome because I'm like, no, this did happen and we should talk about it.
So when that happens and people are honest, it almost doesn't matter that they're saying like actually fucked up shit to you.
Yeah.
It's like, well, at least we're talking like for real, for real.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's bad. Bad news.
And tough when, you know, your parents have a job, let's say registered nurse. Now, obviously, you can't register nurse something yourself. You're not going to do a stitching job on somebody. But he's able to tell a joke, and it might not be so bad. It won't be as clever, but it won't be bad. You're not kind of nursing half-ass.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he thinks he can do what you do, but you can't do what he does. And that's a shame.
Yeah. It's really rough because immigrant parents, they're right. They're like, we did this big, giant thing, and you can't even do this little thing after you've been handed a silver platter. And it's like, right. I don't think we came here to do you, since you keep saying we came here for me.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
I'm not following this storyline.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Speaking of apps, I'm reading a story about a man, a Russian man. He downloaded an app onto his iPhone. They don't say what app it was, but some kind of a money conversion app, because he wanted to buy Bitcoins, he says. He's suing Apple because the app changed his lifestyle. It made him homosexual. He claims that he received a message after gaining a certain amount of cryptocurrency coins. He wanted Bitcoin. He got gay coins. One word, gay coins.
I want gay coins.
On a payment app he just downloaded. It falls on you like confetti. He then received a message telling him, don't judge without trying. So I'm not sure exactly what that means. Now he claims to have a steady boyfriend and is at a loss to how to explain the boyfriend's existence to his family.
Good. I love this, because for everybody in government and everybody in power who says it's a choice and it happens to you, give him his money. This fucking happened to him. Oh, well, I guess this is how it happens. Keep your kids away.
The man claims it is the app, not his decision to explore sexuality, that changed his life irrevocably.
I love it.
And says he cannot return to a normal heterosexual life.
I love it. I think everyone on any queer spectrum should blame, like, I don't know, A&P supermarket, or like, you know, down the block, the pizzeria, or my teacher in fourth grade. And then it's like, you wanted a reason. We all have a reason now. Shut it down. Everybody's canceled.
Exactly.
Yeah, picture the boyfriend, though. He's like, do you love me? Yes. But you're still going to sue the app? Oh, yeah. It's the principle, my love.
Guan Yin on our YouTube is listening live. The KTG app made me gay as well. You know what? Another good reason to get the Keith and the Girl app. Fucking, that is wonderful. Congratulations.
Would you find yourself, when you would date or have sex with, or memories, all this stuff, would you have sex with a guy who you find out afterwards is in the closet or embarrassed about having gay sex and it kind of ruins the day? Did that ever happen?
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, I feel like that happens more on like Grindr or Scruff. Oh, God. I can't. Okay, so this is like way back in the day. I used to use Craigslist, which was...
Oh, so did my husband while we were married.
Oh.
Yeah. That's what I said.
Yikesies. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I got my divorce papers. Yeah. We're going to celebrate.
The ex said, I have memories. And it was not buying it. She was in a mood.
They've since shut down that part of Craigslist.
Oh, I know.
I know too. We know for different reasons, yeah. But are they different?
I know. I was like, it's really parallel. It's really the same.
Yeah.
So what happened on this date?
He came over to my place, and then we hooked up. And
what kind of ad are we talking about?
So I posted an ad. I'm sure I have it saved somewhere, but it was something like generically like whatever.
Looking for black cherry liqueur. You know these code words everybody uses.
It's like usually you give like a description and then you're like, this is my description. I'm just looking for, you know, fun. And I think it's like DDF, looking for fun. That's
DDF.
It.
DDF.
Drug and disease free.
Oh, I would have thought I meant down the fuck and I would have brought so many drugs.
Okay.
Please. I just learned what BBC means.
Right.
Wait, you don't know BBC?
I mean, okay, listen. I was looking through the porn.
The porn.
And it kept saying like BBC on some of the things. And I'm like, oh, we're deciphering between British and American. Okay. And
the news in England is interesting.
And then I was like, how come all the British guys on here are black potentially? And then I was like, this can't be. I must be thinking stupid. In my defense, I did not click on anything. I figured it out myself.
Oh, good. Okay. I was worried you had to like Google it or like go to Urban Dictionary. And you're like,
no, I took a second.
Well, her and Xerxes were sleeping and she pops up, big black cock. What, honey? Big black cock. Good night.
I told that story to Xerxes and he's like, you're wonderful.
But keep that between us.
Yeah. That's so adorable.
Thank you.
You know what BBW is?
Wait. Fuck. Big black women?
Close. Change the second B.
Big booty women. Big butt?
Don't look at me. I'm not guessing. This is going to go south fast.
Yeah, there's not a good idea.
It's like big, beautiful women. Okay. So like if you're like into like a voluptuous type, BBW.
But you didn't have to make it racial, Henda. Sorry about her.
No, apparently being British is racial. Don't know.
So you're on Craigslist.
Oh, yeah. So I put out like, I was like, I'm looking for someone like, you know, older, NSA, no strings attached. And so
a picture or no picture?
I never put up a picture.
Oh, well, my ex-husband did while we were married.
Oh, that's just stupid.
Yeah, with his face and everything.
No.
Cut me out of some pictures. Yes. I love this response. Mm-hmm. It's just soothing.
What did you say NSA stands for?
No strings attached.
I think you're just calling attention to the NSA. No. They're like, man, people are making it easier and easier. Well, this is getting shut down. That doesn't seem right.
I also want you to know that both Andrea and our listeners knew it was Big Beautiful Women. Mm-hmm. So 5 points each to anyone who guessed. Thank you for being there, YouTube Live. Okay, so somebody answered it. What did they say?
So we answered. It was a very like, you know, state response. Like, yeah, like that's what I'm looking for. I'm into this. What's your address? I give him my address.
FBI, SCUVA. Yeah.
P.O. Box, all of that. So he comes over to my place and like he's like, oh, he was like a really tall guy, maybe like 6'2", 6'3", like with like a couple tattoos. He was like jacked. And it's like, okay, cool. Like, let's do this. And so we started having sex.
Wait, did you not see a picture before? Did you guys exchange pictures?
He exchanged like a chest down pic, but like I never trust those because it's like people lie on those all the time. Or they're like, oh, like I got this at an angle or from 20 years ago. And so like he came over, he was like jacked, he was really hot. And so we have sex. And literally as soon as he finished, he goes, I'm sorry, I turned straight right after sex. And then he like put on his clothes and left. And I was like, what the fuck?
Turned straight right after sex.
Now, does that make you feel like a piece of shit? Because he's obviously saying what you're doing is wrong.
Yeah. I mean, I did feel like really shitty about it. And I was like, oh, this sucks. Yeah. And so
Was he like into it during?
That was like, he came over. We like barely even talked. We just like started making out and like just getting into it. So that's why I was so surprised that it was like literally like a switch. Like he was like, oh yeah, no, I came, I'm done. This is not for me. Da, 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 da.
That's how I feel after I watch porn. I'm like, I came. I don't know why I'm watching this.
Do you tell him, well, that this is going to make tomorrow's morning sex awkward?
Don't worry. Shh, shh, it's just a memory.
Right, pat in his head. Oh, that's the worst. I'm sorry.
I mean, you know, I mean, it's so weird. It just happens. And I feel like a lot of times, that's why I always get so frustrated with people where it's like, I feel like sexuality is such a spectrum. And I feel like if people were more comfortable with that, the world would just be a better place. If you're just like, look, like, I'm mostly straight, but I just like, you know, putting a dick in someone's butt in a while, or like getting a dick in my butt or whatever. Like,
I think that would be so fantastic. And I know that it could happen because we kind of gave women the permission to do that. And we ran with it a little bit. Like, because it was more open for women to do it, more women have that experience. And it doesn't make you gay.
Right. Yeah.
But I get how it doesn't make you straight, but I don't know. Yeah. It's just, you licked something, you know? You know what I mean? It's like, you got ice cream. It's like, I know I like vanilla Swiss almond. I fucking know I like it. Maybe I'll try the Oreo Crunch or whatever. And then it's like, you know what? The Oreo Crunch is still ice cream, but I'm going to stick with the vanilla Swiss almond.
I'm just nervous it's getting racial again.
Yeah, I think if we gave permission, more people would be like, I don't know. I was horny.
Yeah. And then also just helps you be more understanding of like people of different sexualities, where you're like, oh, okay, like I get that. And I also understand that there's a difference between like having sex with someone versus like being in a romantic relationship with someone versus like any number of like permutations of friendships or relationships.
And this, I don't know if this is really true, but maybe it would help to be like, oh, this is what it's like dating my sex. Like, this is what it's like. Like, let's say if I'm in a straight relationship and I go with a woman, I'm like, and maybe I'm like with her for a while. I don't think that that should represent all women, but you kind of can start seeing like, oh, this is what we're working with. Or I don't know. It just, there's so much empathy there. There's so much like understanding there that it's such a good idea. Everyone fuck something.
Yeah.
Right now. A chair. Anything. Blame an app.
I'm less worried about a Joker shooting. do guys have tricks when they go on dates? Like, let's say a woman could stuff a bra or put on makeup that doesn't really represent her. Do guys have anything they can do?
Pay.
Ooh, good question.
Pay for a lot of things. That's the trick.
Okay.
I mean, because like, there's no, it's, I mean, like, there's no real, like, trick. It's not like you're gonna put on Spanx or anything,
right?
Like, I feel like it's usually just a matter of like,
there's no cod pieces and then you get home.
Although I'm sure that probably happens. Like, I'm sure there are guys who like will like, right, wear like, because there's like a certain kind of underwear you can wear that like makes your butt look better. So you could do that,
wear it backwards.
Yeah.
My balls look better.
I didn't even think of that. Like, what, how could a guy primp,
right,
to, and then you, well, you guys are hiding your main event all the time. Like, you know how big someone's boobs are. Not Keith, but your average person right, knows, but we never know what you're packing.
That is true.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, no one's also wearing tight enough pants where you're like, oh, I can see.
Even still, the growing really? Aspect of it oh. is just, it makes everything invalid. Like, it's, I mean, that thing is magical.
I grow, and but then I go, okay, that's it. What are you waiting for? I mean, it's not a fucking beanstalk. It's my penis. Let me mention this. Third Love, speaking of bras. Third Love uses data points generated by millions of women who have taken their Fit Finder quiz to design bras with breast size and shape in mind for a perfect fit and premium feel. Here's what I'm talking about. A bra company that offers more than 80 sizes, including their signature half cup size. Who knew that was a thing?
I didn't.
Women, I guess, knew, but... This is the life they had to live, you know. Do I put in tissue and go one higher? Do I, you know, just ruin my whole day and go one size smaller than I really need? Now you have your half sizes. Over 80 sizes? That's incredible. Over 14 million women have taken the quiz to date. It's a fun quiz. Takes less than a minute on your computer, and you'll know your correct breast shape, the correct size you need, and again, you know, they go with every little increment that you need.
And I don't know if you know this, but like, I don't know if you guys have heard, but women really do talk about this. They do talk about having the experience of going to the store and then going like, oh, wow, I'm a whole different size. Yeah. Or, you know, they are buying a size and then the store person is like, you're buying the wrong size, and they have to like feel you up in the dressing room and get your own size. It's embarrassing and weird. And also, by the way, Third Love, it's the only bra that doesn't fall off my shoulder, which is, you know, it's like picking out a wedgie, right, and like, yeah, you know, however you guys adjust your balls, it's like doing that in public. I don't have to do that when I have third love on.
You have 60 days to wear it, wash it, put it to the test. If you don't love it, return it. They wash it and donate it to a woman in need. There's no way to lose.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
Yes. I love it. It's amazing. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering you 15% off your first order. Okay, that's the pros, Keith. Where are the cons? Here's a con.
Okay.
I have to be honest. You know that joy you get, women, after you wear your bra for 14 hours and you take it off and you're like, oh, I feel like a human goddamn being.
Yeah, and then if like somebody calls you and has like the best tickets for anything, it's like, no, I already took off my bra.
Right.
It's over.
You won't be able to enjoy that feeling anymore. Sorry. You'll be comfortable all day long. Go to thirdlove.com/KATG now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/KATG. Get 15% off.
Also, thank today. You for supporting our supporters. I know sometimes we get emails saying like, hey, I bought the Third Love bra, or I bought, you know, whatever else mm-hmm. that we'd like, Sleep Number bed. It keeps the show going. So thank you. If you're going to buy a bra, check it out. Thirdlove.com/KATG.
I'm reading a story about a woman in Tampa, Florida, set a world record for longest nail extensions at 4 feet.
Why?
This is such a Tampa, Florida thing.
Yeah, this does not impress me because you're not growing your nails 4 feet. It's fake nails.
Yeah. So but still, I mean, that's a lot of nail glue that she has to use.
Okay, I'm going 5 feet. Fuck you. I'm telling you, one day, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to break all the dumb records.
It is if Keith ever wins the lotto, like, this is the shit he's going to be committed to. He's like, oh, are you happy about your nails? No, you're not.
Yeah.
And I don't even care about this. I just have the time.
Longest calzone. Oh, add an inch to that. Fuck him. You know, I'm reading about a world record.
Hey, that's going to be his version of thank you next.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
And the biggest hamburger, you taught me patience. An Idaho man who has broken more than 100 Guinness World Records has broken another, this time for furthest tortilla throw. That I can appreciate. I'm curious, is it corn, is it flour? But that's a skill.
How did he break 100? Let me tell you something.
Also, who set that record in the first place?
No one. he dropped it on the ground. It's a record. 54 feet, 5 inches is his record.
I don't know how Guinness works. We tried to work with Guinness one time because we've had, I think, the longest running talk show marathons that we could ever find,
yes,
right? And so we
76 hours.
Yeah, and we wanted to contend with, if there was something longer, we'll go longer, you know, all this shit.
Right.
We looked up Guinness. Holy shit. First of all, it's going to cost, I think, thousands of dollars.
Wait, it costs money?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have to, amongst other things, first of all, you have to qualify for something. I don't know, but I don't know how we wouldn't qualify.
Right.
We would only be able to take one bathroom break like every 3 hours, including shitting, peeing, whatever. They need a timekeeper, and it can't be you. It has to be an official Guinness, and they get paid a certain amount.
And they get paid also.
Yeah, so they get paid that much, and you have to be responsible for them showing up and being there and whatever. And it was like so many things that I'm like, what's the difference if we get Guinness or just do this and have fun?
Right.
Yeah, like we're still doing it.
Right. Like the only time I would want the Guinness thing, there is something cool about that yearly book they have. I always give it as gifts.
Yeah, but remember, it was a Guinness that when What's His Face came out with a podcast, Gervais, he hit 1 million downloads, and they were like, well, this is on record. And we were like, we hit millions. Like at that point, we were like, they didn't even, and you figure like, and there weren't the amount of podcasts. There were like a few thousand.
Yeah.
And right now there's like 1,000 new ones every day.
Yeah.
Right. No exaggeration. And so we're like, they didn't even add, there was only like one, only like Libsyn, Liberated Syndication that hosts it.
Right. Ask them.
Ask them. Like they have the measurements. They have the matrix, the metrics. They didn't ask anyone. They just said, oh, man, that's what.
I can believe Ricky Gervais. I can believe that. Done.
Right.
That's so ridiculous.
Done. And we had to, like, watch the news going, like, I don't want to take it away from, like, a person who worked hard and
how
did
petty,
the work.
And how petty does it sound? I mean, at least put us and Ricky side by side and make us throw tortillas.
Yeah.
Something. I love Ricky, but there's something you could have done.
But it really took away from the Guinness word, from the Guinness historical value because – it wasn't that difficult at the time. I think now with all the different networks and all the different hosting places, it's very hard to really find out who has the downloads. But then we knew.
Right.
Yeah.
We knew. And I could tell, just contact Robert Lipson.
Yeah.
I have a new person who got arrested over the college scandal. You know, the parents that pay for their kids to get into a college or to up their SAT scores.
Turns out everyone in Harvard. What?
Felicity Huffman was the big name. Right?
It's going to be 2 whole weeks. Oh, no.
2 weeks. She paid $15,000 to get her daughter's SAT scores up. She got a fine of $30,000 and the 2 weeks, of course. Like now, will it be a real 2 weeks or a Calvin 2 weeks? Right? Who knows? Who knows? How about a memory of she gets to visit her pool again?
Honestly, 2 weeks is so insulting. I feel like I would have rather she paid more in a fine because 2 weeks in jail is nothing.
Well, what should have been the test is when she says, I'm so contrite. I'll say it in front of cameras. I'm sorry. Whatever you think I should do, I'll do. I apologize. And they go 1 month. And she goes, no. And I talked to my lawyers. And she went, no, that was the trick. You say yes 1 month and you get none.
Yeah.
Not 1 month. No, but not that. Two weeks? Okay, 2 weeks.
I think it's funny that you say you'd prefer she paid. But I think $15,000, $30,000, even $100,000 won't make a dent. But 2 weeks of your freedom taken, when those jail cells close on you, I think it's a different thing.
But it's like a minimum security prison. It's not like she's going to like, you know, Oz prison. Like she's going to like fucking...
She's got
to
put glass in people's food to stay alive.
Yeah. But that's the thing. It's not like we're making people go to prison so that they can, you know, have trouble not getting raped and not getting beat up. It is a confinement of bars in front of you and you don't have your freedom. I think we think of sex as like this torture sex. Excuse me. Pardon. Shout out to Xerxes. I think that we see, you know, jail as this torture device and it's supposed to be that way, but it's not. It's supposed to be like, holy shit, I got to ask you to go to the bathroom. You know, and I got to do this bathroom business in front of people. It's a different lifestyle and your freedoms are taken away.
I think they should punish these people, celebrities anyway, you know, actors, actresses. Like you're a football player. And yes, you can get another job when you get out, but if it's a series, you can't be on for the first two games.
That's funny.
Yeah. Felicity isn't part of the plot yet. She's paying a fine.
Does it matter if it was a misdemeanor or a felony? Does she get her vote taken away? I don't know how that works.
I always forget. Well, it's also California, so I know the laws differ state by state.
Which is weird, but okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're so united. These I know.
Right. What so a fantastic. Wonderful democracy we have.
We'll find out if she's, you know, she seems like one of these people that will get political every 4 years. We'll see if she has an opinion this time.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess my problem is that it's because I feel like it would have been better to spend more money, but to be like, I have to do a $50,000 fine, but that fine is specifically going to go to like a minority scholarship. Like, I feel like that actually would tangibly help the system as opposed to like, because the way that
she should do that on her own, she should get out and say, I'm going to pay for this person's college or somebody's college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
David Sloan, the second person, not a celebrity, who got in trouble 4 months, he paid $250,000 for his daughter to get into USC. The fine is $95,000.
I wonder if these guys aren't feeling stupid about their jail sentence. They're feeling stupid like, wait, Felicity has $15,000?
Right.
My kid's an asshole.
Well, you know who's the asshole? The guy you're making the deal with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could have told me I'm starting too high.
Between $15,000 and $250,000? Yeah. Which one of you got suckered real bad?
I know.
Augustine.
Obviously, Felicity, what's her face, is a good negotiator because she did everything right.
She's a desperate housewife. She knows how to deal.
She knows how to cry. Maybe that helps. Augustine Hunes Jr. He's the new person, the third person to be sent to jail over the scandal. He paid $300,000 to raise his daughter's SAT scores and get her into USC. 5 months in jail. A fine of $100,000.
What kind of help are you getting for $300,000?
Illegal. I mean, you know, weed used to cost a lot more.
The second guy, if you remember, so, and same with the third guy, they pretended that their kids were on the polo team. So nobody watches polo, obviously, right? We can all admit that. Make them play. There's the punishment. ESPN4. You turn it on. There's these jerk-offs doing water polo. Where do you start? At the end of the pool, in the middle of the pool, show me. Then I blow a whistle and I just see what y'all do. Splashing around. You have no idea.
That's a good reality show. Take all these kids that were supposed to go to college and just make them do the sport they were meant to do.
Yes. Oh, I hear you do yacht racing. Yeah. There's a yacht. Go. What? There's buoys. What do you do with them?
You're so right, because they can't be like they're football players.
They're picking up the buoys, putting them in their kayaks. We got all the buoys. No, you go around them, you idiot.
But also make their parents do it.
Right. So, so the second person I mentioned, Felicity Huffman, then David Sloan, he went out, bought, this isn't an exaggeration, went out, bought polo equipment, put it in his family pool, and took pictures with his kid in the pool.
Oh my God.
He's the first playing polo in a...
You could see that rich people think your average person is a fucking moron. Yeah. Like, oh, you guys don't recognize pools.
Yeah. Right.
This is an ocean to you.
But should we have the barbecue? In that? Well, right. We just bought it. It's a nice barbecue. It's marble. Show them.
They don't know
what the Olympic duck-shaped pool.
So the third guy, it was also the polo scam.
I love that it's packages, like the polo package. You get the lacrosse package.
You had to Photoshop these pictures and pay more. I mean, did they say, well, Felicity Huffman, it's going to cost you $250,000. And she goes, no, that's way too much. Okay, what do you want? I don't know, $15,000. Done.
Yep, she's the best negotiator.
Right. Well, good job. This guy, Augustine Hanois, he's a winemaker. He owns a vineyard in Napa Valley as well as Oregon.
But okay, can I time out? Because SAT scores are not the only thing that get you into colleges, especially the privileged kind. You have to go on an interview. They look at your entire curriculum. Yeah, they look at
an essay.
Yeah, you have to write an essay that's going to stand out of like thousands of applicants.
We do that for free as a bonus.
And and they look at your after school stuff. If you aren't active outside of school.
What do you need to know that I did after school? Karate? Here's me and Chuck Norris and Bruce Lee. In my pool.
But shouldn't we blame the schools? Because this guy was just amping his kids' SAT scores. What was the interview like? Why don't we talk to the people who actually gave the thumbs up on the interview, on the essay? Who the fuck are those people? Throw them in jail too.
Well, they're after the guy. The guy got in big trouble, of course, who there was one main ringleader.
But you don't think the schools are in on it also? You don't think the schools can look at a kid who doesn't want to go there, who hasn't gotten the grades? There's no way they got the SAT scores, because you can read a person's intellect level. That's what admissions is. And so that whole thing was passed by.
Don't the gym teachers have to be in on it? Whatever they're called, the coaches?
Oh, yeah, that's true, too. Because the coaches have to sign off.
What's your favorite part of polo? The shirts and cologne. What? It come in a gift set.
Yeah, this is a whole system. And I'm not buying that the schools were just completely out and just, you know, bamboozled by these people. Because if you are, then what is admissions?
Right.
Is it just my SAT score? Because I worked hard on this essay. I wore a thing for my interview. I practiced. Like, what are you talking about? This isn't just Felicity Huffman and the parents and this one ringleader. He has to have been working with the schools and with other people, like you said, with the coaches, with everything. This is bullshit.
But how do you punish the kids who I think also knew about it? Now they don't have to go to school. And they're still millionaires.
Oh, Andrea's saying people from the schools have been arrested. Is that true? All right. I need to hear about those next time.
I need to know whose name.
Well, because I feel like a lot of times they throw these people under the bus, which, okay, fine. You know, like parents have been sent to jail for this, but really – you got to like keep looking up, because systematically this is fucked up. Well, it's not just a parent who wants to get them in the school, which at the end of the day, that's the best reason. Yeah. You know, like they have the most wonderful intent. I mean, it's terrible and it's awful, but this guy is making money. The schools are fucking bullshit and they're not letting other people in. So there's like a higher level of fucked up shit that's happening more than these celebrities and their kids.
And then when you meet... You're at a party with one of these celebrities or one of these winemakers, and you can't help but think. You meet the 18, 19-year-old kid, and you're like, how's college going?
Yeah. We don't talk about...
Yeah, you're also ruining your kid's life. Like, I don't know. I know at that age, a lot of people were already standing up to their parents and not doing what they say, but I was still doing what my parents said. Right. I couldn't go to colleges because my parents told me I wasn't allowed. Like, I couldn't go to what my mother calls sleepover college.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Just because you didn't make the word be dorm doesn't mean I don't know what you're up to.
So yes, I couldn't even apply to those colleges. So,
oh my God.
Yeah, your parents are very much, you know, you're under their thumb a lot more than people remember, you know.
Right.
I was 17 when I started college. Even if I did want to rebel, they're not signing off on these papers.
Yeah.
You're doing what your parents tell you to do at that age. So it's not fair to the kids.
Right. Did you go to college? I don't know. I didn't. Did you?
I did go to college. Yeah. I actually went to college in Connecticut. I was born in New York City. But yeah, no, my parents definitely, they didn't have like a super huge say, but they definitely were like, you're not going on the West Coast. You're not doing anything that involves like a plane ride.
Did you study nursing?
Oh,
or
isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
They had a hold on you.
Yeah. Because they wanted to make sure I was close by, and like obviously, you know, they want to make sure the college is of a good pedigree,
right.
But they were still like, no, we don't want to send you all the way over there, and then who knows what'll happen.
What's the difference? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you think about
right.
it.
Right.
Yeah.
What did you study?
I originally was studying biology, and then I just realized I wasn't really into it. Like I was doing internships every year and stuff, and I finally was like, this, I don't like it.
Yeah.
And then I remember having...
Did you have an affinity for it?
Like, I was always good at it. Like, I really liked, math, I liked chemistry, and I do like biology. Like, I'll still read, like medical books, like, written, like, not, like, textbooks, but, like, medical essays and stuff that are, like, written by doctors who talk about, like, surgeries or experiences.
Well, good. I have some stuff for you to look at.
Okay.
Did they...
Bring it up.
did you tell any teachers, and then they try to keep you? That's when you know that you made the right choice. I told a Spanish teacher, like, year four of Spanish, and I'm like, yeah, I think I'm going to drop out this year. She goes, done.
Right.
Adios. Do you know what that means? Because I don't know how you've been passing. Goodbye.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
No, that's it.
I'm like, you're going to fight me on this, aren't you? No. That means no, you idiot.
That must have been such a hard decision because it's not like you're always fighting yourself to study. You actually like it.
Yeah, I mean, I did like it, but I just was getting to a point where like, because my dad worked in an emergency room and one time I had to like shadow him. And I like saw like even just a glimpse of the stuff that he did. I was like, oh, you're making like real life or death decisions. And I knew I could never do that. Mm. Like if I were to make the wrong decision, someone would die. I knew I could never live with that. And so.
But they're making life or death decisions in an emergency room? Because I've been there.
Yeah.
Son, sit down. This is the emergency room. Later, follow me when I'm doing real doctor shit. Calvin Cato, follow online. The Twitter account is Cato Calvin. Instagram. Is Calvin S. Cato, C-A-T-O. Website is calvincato.com.
I know, it's a lot of stuff. I'm gonna screw my head.
Congratulations, man. You know, it didn't fall off yet. You're having fun. Don't let him to judge you.
So I'm going to do, well, I will be celibate in terms of I will not have new dick.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, hey guys.
Oh, my God. He just said that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Hey guys, I'm celibate, too. Me,
oh,
Keith
yeah.
Malley.
Oh, yeah, I'm celibate too.
Yeah. Oh, it feels good to get in touch with our emotions.
He's not even saying monogamously
right.
This version of celibate.
Yeah.
No. I'm not going to have new dick. I'm going to have all the memories.
Yeah. Yeah, my girlfriend's coming over tonight to stay celibate. We should have a good time. All right. What's the point of any of this? Thank you very much. Spread the word. We'll talk to you soon.